For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Until Proven Guilty, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. Chapter 1. She was probably a cute kid once, 4, maybe 5 years old. It was hard to tell that now. She was dead. The murder weapon was a pink, holly-hobby gown. What little was left of it was still twisted around her neck. It wasn't pretty, but murder never is. Her body had rolled 30 feet down a steep embankment from the roadway, tossed out like so much garbage. She was still tangled in a clump of blackberry bushes when we got there. As far as I could see, there was no sign of a struggle. It looked to me as though she'd been dead several hours, but a final determination on that would have to wait for the experts. My name's Beaumont. I've been around homicide for 15 years, but that doesn't mean I didn't want to puke. I was careful not to think about my own kids right then. You can't afford to. If you do, you crack up. My partner, Ron Peters, was the new man on the squad. He'd only been up from burglary a couple of months. He was still at the stage where he was long on homicide theory and short on homicide practice. This was his first dead kid, and he wasn't taking it too well. He hadn't come to terms with the idea of a dead child as evidence. It takes time and experience. His face was a pasty shade of gray. I sent him up to the road to talk to the truck driver who had called 911 while I prowled the crime scene along with a small army of arriving officers.